Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. Joining me today is Tom Hartz, Chief Operating Officer for BioCare, a specialty distributor of medications. Today, among various items on the agenda, he'll be dissecting the ways to combat the cold chain warmer temperatures dilemma, along with providing his outlook on the future of the pharma supply chain itself. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, Nico, thank you for having me. It's obviously an area I'm very excited about and excited about this conversation.
The first question or thought I had for you is, generally speaking, what factors would you say contribute to the intricacy of cold chains?
There's so many, but I think, you know, if you really roll it up at the highest level, you have the storage, the safe storage of product. You have the transportation of product. Probably the trickiest one is you have the human resources side of that and the specific training that's required to be able to distribute these products safely. And then, of course, the efficiencies, right? You want to do this as efficiently as possible.
Efficiency, yeah, certainly the name of the game, and the supply chain is just so extensive. You know, God forbid you have bottlenecks or any other sort. But alongside those obstacles that you had mentioned, how would you say one needs to navigate this challenge of warmer temperatures? Because it's obviously not a simple feat to combat. So how would you go about handling that?
Oh, I love this question. You know, when we think of cold chain, the obvious concern is warm weather, right? And this year in particular, I mean, the heat waves, the records that are being set, it's really brought that to the forefront. However, I will tell you, having been in this industry nearly 20 years, it's really not warm weather that you worry about. It's any weather change. If you think about the cold chain scale, you really have a low end, right? And you have a high end. And so it's something you're navigating all year round. When we have extreme lows in the temperature, you have to navigate that properly. When you have extreme highs, you have to navigate that. And so it's really, really important that you have very clear and strict SOPs for your team and to ensure that the training is there. So when we see an extreme low, a qualified pack out's going to look different than when you see an extreme high. And that's something, it's not just the warm times. We manage that all year round because these products can spoil below 2 or above 8 Celsius. And it's something that we're always focused on.
Very interesting. And I just want to take a moment to kind of go back into your experience. I thought it was interesting. Among your various accomplishments over the years, you mentioned over 20 years worth, you spent over a decade with McKesson, I know, in a variety of different capacities. I believe the most recently you were VP of distribution operations there. So looking back on that, Tom, how would you, or how do you currently apply that knowledge that you learned over with McKesson to help grow the BioCare SD brand, which listeners I'm sure know this, but it is the specialty distribution arm of BioCare. How do you use those lessons and apply it to what you're doing today?
When you think about BioCare as a whole, whether it's BioCare specialty distribution or LogiCare 3PL or, you know, our CanyonCare RX, or even our latest business, QR Care, I was involved in all of those kinds of businesses in my previous career. And so obviously my experience in cold chain distribution, Six Sigma, customer experience, that all lends to my ability to help continue improving BioCare. It's already great, but always trying to continue and grow the business. But I will tell you the thing that really drives me, and I think honestly really drives my leadership and passion to contribute at BioCare is my own personal experience. I myself was a patient about 20 years ago. And back then it was just a job, right? Get stuff in boxes, get it out. But when you experience the other side of what we do, when you're sitting in an office waiting for your medication to get there the right way, it becomes a passion. And so really, I think my personal experience, along with the technical things I've learned, is really what allows me to contribute to making BioCare the best out there. And really, I think the best partner for any customer, because we do have all four companies that I think touch every life cycle, and we're uniquely positioned to support our customers.
So how does BioCare SD work cohesively with the organization's other arms? Would you mind going into that?
Not at all. I mean, it was one of the things I found so exciting when I joined BioCare is the thought that went into what are really those pillars our customers need to be able to provide the utmost care for the patients they serve, right? And so when you look at BioCare, the four companies, you have the specialty distribution, you have the LogiCare 3PL, which is really the safe storage and handling of these medications. You have our CanyonCare RX, which is our specialty pharmacy. And then you have our latest business we've launched, which is our QR Care. Think quality and regulatory and the consultancy that goes with doing that properly. With those four businesses, BioCare really is uniquely positioned to advance the care of patients, I believe. What we can do across those four companies, to get more to your question, is to communicate the best practices across all four with a single goal in mind, which is getting the right product in the right box, in the right condition, safely to our customers. And you'll hear me say all over the distribution centers I walk through is there is a patient at the end of everything we do. And that is true for every one of our companies.
And it's good you brought that up, because I think that's the vital focal point, right? Is you just can't lose sight of the patient. You know, you get caught up in the nitty gritty and all the details, and I think some people tend to forget the end goal, or the end consumer in this case, you know, the patient. You know, their priorities have to come first. So
Absolutely.
It's good to hear you brought that up. Now, keeping all this in mind, Tom, as we look ahead, I know this is certainly a loaded question, but if you could piece it together, what would be your vision on the future of the pharma supply chain? So in what ways do you imagine it, you know, becoming more efficient and smooth and like running more smoothly? I know you spoke about efficiency earlier. So how do you envision that process faring out in these next few years or decade or however long you want to look at it?
That is a loaded question, but it's a great question. We think about it a lot.
It's food for thought.
It is. And if you look at this industry, I think the anticipated growth is something like 25% growth in the next few years. So it is an area that we have to think about. We have to focus on. There are so many things. We probably don't have time for me to sit here and talk about how many things, but I do think we're going to see continued improvement in the materials we use. So you think about cold chain, you're putting ice bricks in and gel packs in and bubble wrap, and you know, and you're using up a lot of payload. So as we continue to fulfill these orders, I think one of the improvements you're going to see is smaller, lighter materials that maintain the efficacy and the temperature ranges we have to be in, which will either reduce the size of the package or increase the payload of the shipper, which I think will help everyone involved. The other thing, and there's already been some very good improvements, but I think there's going to be a lot more in the coming years, and that's around the real-time monitoring of the medications we send. And when I say that, people go, oh, like temperature monitors. That's not really what I'm talking about, although that would be great, improvements there. I'm also talking about where the box is. And many distributors hand the box off to a carrier and then it makes its way to a customer. And I think there's going to be a lot of development in where is that box right this moment? What is the ambient temperature it's sitting in? What's the projected time it'll get to the office? Maybe that's just a dream I have, but I do think it's going to go there. And then finally, I would say, and not finally, there's tons of things, but the last thing kind of on the top of my mind is really the actual shippers that we use. They're big, they're bulky, they're hard to get rid of. They're probably not the best thing on the environment. And I have seen some very nice green initiatives popping up. I would like to see more. And I think that will be an area you'll see grow pretty rapidly in the next few years. We've got to figure out how to have less of an impact on the environment. Well, in everything, but also in distribution.
I have noticed that there have been a few containers that are advertising as being eco-friendly and better for the environment. So it'll be fascinating to see if other companies begin to follow suit, because that's generally how it works. But you know, that's obviously, these sorts of things do take time. So it'll be, I guess we'll have to stay on the lookout for that and just see how it develops. Tom Hart, thank you so much again for joining the PC podcast today and taking the time to share with our listeners the challenges that come with cold chain and ways to navigate this entire process. We really do appreciate your time, and we'll see how things progress here down the road. So thanks again for your time.
All right. Well, Nico, thank you for having me. Like I said, it's an area I'm super passionate and excited about. And great things are happening in the industry and at BioCare. And so, again, thank you for the opportunity and look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. And for all you listeners, be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.